America has been pillaged, plundered, ruined, and ravaged by an invisible enemy. And that enemy is not COVID-19. The invisible enemy is the unconquerable ignorance of abject idiots. Thankfully, those idiots are wearing masks so we know who they are. Within days of the coronavirus panic's onset, which was set off by initial predictions of 2.2 million dead nationwide, reports began to surface that the data was grossly inaccurate and inflated. The Imperial College London coronavirus model, upon which the American pandemic response was based, largely underestimated the number of people who already had the virus. This means that the deadliness of COVID-19 was much lower than initially thought. We knew this back in March, when the Daily Wire reported, a higher rate of transmission than expected means that more people have the virus than previously expected. When the number of those with coronavirus is divided by the number of deaths, therefore, the mortality rate for the disease drops. That article was immediately met by big tech fact-checkers who rated it as fake news. But time has now told the story, and it was spot on. Coronavirus was a paper tiger. After laying off 100 plus million Americans, adding trillions to our national deficit, restricting the civil liberties of 300,000 churches, giving unprecedented wartime powers to unelected public health bureaucrats, canceling over 100,000 schools and more than 5,000 colleges, and undoing nearly a decade of unparalleled economic growth and record unemployment, we can see in hindsight it was to mitigate the danger of a mild virus. Yes, coronavirus is mild compared to other epidemics. In fact, as of June 27, the death rate from coronavirus is so low that it doesn't cross the threshold for the Centers for Disease Control to classify it as an epidemic at all. For months, almost from the beginning, we knew that the data suggested far more people have or have had the virus than were being reported. Penn State said as many as 80 times those tested positively have the virus, and the CDC provides a much lower figure at 24 times. As testing increases, the more it reveals that most people, more than 80%, don't even know they have a cold, let alone a serious illness. Of those who are even aware they have a bug, only a tiny fraction, about 1%, require hospitalization. Ultimately, the death rate is somewhere between 0.24% and 0.04%, which is within the margin of something like seasonal influenza. It's here someone might argue that COVID-19 is more deadly than the flu if you tweak this number and torque that one. I'm ready to concede it because I don't care. I'd just like to point out what a lame sauce nothing burger pandemic it is that we're even having the discussion about which is worse. Clearly, coronavirus is not a SARS-level or Ebola-level event. And yet, we gave up trillions of dollars and our civil liberties for a virus that only kills people with pre-existing or co-occurring conditions. It turns out, the best advice for mitigating coronavirus is, A. Wash your hands, B. Don't needlessly touch people, and C. If you're a sickly fellow, an invalid, or already on death's door, stay home. After all that panic, it turns out grandma's basic advice is better than anything coming out of Washington. Instead of realizing that the great coronavirus panic of 2020 is the single largest and most expensive medical blunder in world history, people are doubling down on mitigation efforts. Little Heinrichs in all 50 states are drunk on power. Most of them, especially at the lower rungs of the bureaucratic ladder, have never had more authority than the fourth grade hall monitor, and now they have the power to control the comings and goings of the masses. And those mini pubas of power don't want to surrender their newly found authority back to the citizens they stole it from. While it's unfortunate that power corrupts, it's not unexpected. What's unexpected are the troves of mask wearers who voluntarily don a mouth diaper despite the scientific and medical evidence that coronavirus probably will not affect you, likely will not hurt you, and almost certainly will not kill you, unless you're already teetering on the edge. But you don't wear a mask for you, we're told. You wear a mask for the vulnerable among us. Listen, if at this point someone is vulnerable to the coronavirus, it's because they're vulnerable to everything. The immune compromised, the perpetually sick, the elderly, the dying, etc. If you believe that the actions of society as a whole should revolve around those who are so physically fragile they could die from literally any illness whatsoever, You're just awful. If you think that wearing a mask is necessary for COVID-19 but not other, similarly deadly and common viruses, you're just awful. If you wear a mask today but aren't willing to do it the rest of your life, biological threats aren't going away anytime soon, you're just doing it because everyone else is doing it, and that means you're just awful. If you wear a mask because you genuinely think it's a sign of empathy with the afflicted and that it somehow in a magical way helps coronavirus victims, you're just awful.